Radio 1150. Now, it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. It's Aubrey Bloom and Larry Bowen. Time for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer is proudly supporting the youth of our community. Larry, did you wrangle up one of the youth?
I got one of the youth
corralled
of our community to be on the show today, and I'm almost feeling guilty about having this young lady from our community on, but she's so nice, she was willing to do it. Our guest today is going to be Brian, tennis player J.C. Smith, and J.C.'s one of the top players, junior players, in our area, and as a result, she practices a whole lot and plays in a lot of events. And as it turns out, I asked her to be on the radio when she was at the amusement park, and she still agreed to do it. So,
oh, wow.
So she deserves, before we even have her on, she deserves a bless your heart, because that is awfully nice. JC, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You're not at the top of the roller coaster, clicking your way up to the top, are you?
No, not right now.
Okay, well, thanks for being on with us, J.C. There are several things I wanted to talk to you about. You're just, let me make sure, you are 16 now, right?
I'm 16 in December.
Okay, you're 15 now. You're playing, like in the Summer Grand Slam, you played in the 16s, but you're 15 now. So you're 15. I feel like we've known you forever, J.C., because I don't know how young you were the first time I covered you. It was like a Sunday in the Grand Slam over, I remember, over, golly, it just seems like,
I think it might have been 2011.
Yeah, it's been a while, but I mean, you're just a little tiny thing. It seems like I've been covering you forever, and you're just 15. So there's still, in that time, you've accomplished a lot, so there's a lot I want to ask you about. I would like to ask you, though, J.C., to talk a little bit about your tennis progress from when you got started to this point. It's a little bit unusual. There's a lot of kids out there that we've covered in the summer tournaments or in the high school play who kind of went the traditional route and maybe were with a pro at Pebble Creek or at some other country club, or maybe they were coached by a former A&M player. You have a little different story about how you got started in tennis, and you've obviously been successful. And when I talked to you, I think at the very beginning, you've always been very good about giving credit and thanks to the people that kind of helped you get going and get to this point. Tell our listeners a little bit just about, you know, how you've got started, who has worked with you to this point in your career.
Yeah, well, first I got started with Jeannie McMullen. I've known her ever since I was born, pretty much. And she coached my parents throughout their college, and when they started dating, she knew them even then. And so I got started with her when I was really young, about maybe 4 or 5.
Wow.
And from then on, I had Mr. Gordon Brynjolfsson, who is at the Phillips Event Center now. He helped me a lot to develop at the early ages. And I moved to Midland, Texas for about 3 years, and I had some help there from Lance Armstrong. He's a pro at Midland College. And then I had some help from Sean O'Donovan, who works at Pebble Creek Country Club now. He's the head pro there. And Christina Amo, former A&M player. So, yeah.
So you've had a lot of different people that you've worked with. I guess Miss Jeannie was one of the people that I thought about that it was a little bit different. And that the fact that there was a family tie there and that you started so early is, I think, an interesting story. You clearly, and, you know, we said you're 15, and it seems like we've been covering you for an awfully long time. You started early. I'm sure some of the other kids at your level also started very early as well. You know, we talk to high school athletes, JC, all the time, and usually the people that are on the show or that we interview for the paper, you know, are very successful. And so they've been at it a while. There's not many kids that just, you know, pick up a racket or whatever, a golf club or whatever it might be at, you know, at 14 and are great all of a sudden. But the thing I ask a lot of kids about is burnout and how you deal with that. I mean, you've put a lot of time and effort into your tennis career, and I've always found you to be a pretty grounded young lady, and you know, you're not... you're not even old enough to know when they used to talk about tennis brats and stuff like that. But you know, you seem to have kept it in a pretty good perspective for someone who's had so much success. How do you do that when you started so early and you really have put so much into it?
Well, it's really about all the mentors that I've had as I've grown up through tennis, and just having the motivation to go out and play, because I'm one of the smaller ones, I guess, in my group of girls. So,
yeah, that's one of the things. That's one of the questions that I had written down. I wanted to ask you about your size. We'll just go ahead and do that right now. For the listeners who don't know, you are not a huge young lady. I think slight would probably be a word that a sports writer would use. I'll put it this way. Over the years, in the summer tournaments like the Grand Slam, and even, you know, last year when you were a freshman in high school, many of the matches your opponents would be a head taller than you. In some of the summer tournaments, it seemed like when you first started, I think the first match I ever covered you, I think the other girl was twice as tall as you. I think you could have ran between her legs and still hit an overhead. So that's what you deal with that. I mean, there's nothing you can do. You can't play in elevator tennis shoes. How do you handle that, JC? Because you have had success, and pretty much every time you step on the court, you can expect to be playing against someone who's bigger and not always stronger, but a lot of times they are bigger and stronger.
Yeah, like one way to make up for that for my smallness is I do a lot of strength and conditioning training. So speed and agility, it's really important for someone my size to catch up to the bigger, stronger girls.
And I would think from what I've seen in your matches too, JC, is probably endurance. You know, you are a tough, kind of gritty kind of player, and you're willing to pay the price and stay out there whatever it takes to get the job done. You have to be pretty strong mentally if the opponent's a foot taller than you and hits the ball harder and has more pace. That's got to be part of it too, right?
Yeah, tennis is a mental game. It's very, it's all in your head, and whatever you think, it could depend, like it could make out the outcome.
Well, see, that's why we struggle here at the radio show, JC. It's a mental game here, too, and most of us are pretty mentally weak. Aubrey and I struggle with that, and that's why we can't do the show or play tennis. I do want to ask you, we've got a few more minutes left with JC Smith, the tennis player from Bryan, who's kind enough on her vacation to be with us on the show. You had to make a decision recently, JC. I talked to you during the Grand Slam, I guess, a couple of months ago. At that time, you hadn't, you know, officially made a decision, but you played for Bryan High School this year as a freshman and had tremendous success, made it to the 5A state semifinals as a freshman. But because you have excelled and because you've done well on the circuit that includes tournaments like the Grand Slam, you had to make a choice about whether to continue to play high school tennis or move away and play and play somewhere else and train and study somewhere. And when we talked in preparation for the show, you told me that you've made the decision that you're gonna do correspondence studies this fall, and then train and live at the Newcomb Academy, which is near New Braunfels, in the spring. So you won't be playing for the Vikings this year, and you will be going to, you're going to be one of the new kids as you work to improve your game. Can you tell our listeners about that decision? Because I asked you this summer, you seem like, I don't know if I'd say you were struggling with it, but you were certainly thinking pretty long and hard about it. And for a lot of people, it would be kind of a no-brainer. You know, if you were good enough to go, you would go. But I think you have friends here in town and kids in school and stuff, and maybe it wasn't real easy. Tell our listeners about having to make that choice, because not many of us know what it's like to be in that position.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to go away from your friends and your family for extended periods of time. But if you want to take your game to the next level, then you're going to have to find other places, like big academies like Nukes, and kids from all over the world come and play there, trying to find that next level. So it's really about whether you have the motivation to take your game up. So.
Now, when you go there, JC, let's talk. And you mentioned kids from all over the world. And, man, when we go out to the Summer Grand Slam, which has kids from 18, I don't know, down through 12s, I guess, the best kids around the country, around the state, playing that tournament. And you cannot walk around a corner without bumping into somebody with a new shirt on. Matter of fact, while you're there, JC, I wear size double XL, and I think I was the only guy on the whole Mitchell Tennis Center courts last year that didn't have a Nuke shirt. So I'm not just teasing about that, sweetie. But there, you know, there are a lot of great players there, and you'll be competing with and training with players who have had similar to success to yours. And talk about your goals and what you want, JC. Because even kids at the top level of their sport have different things in mind. Some kids, want to use it to get a college education, you know, to get a scholarship and play in college. Some people think about a pro career. Some people want to go win Wimbledon. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of different levels. But as you look at it, and you've made a pretty major decision career-wise, and you're trying to, as you said, go to the next level with your game, what are you aiming for? And it's hard to ask a 15-year-old kid that, but I have the feeling that you're mature enough that you probably have thought that through a little bit. What do you hope comes of this?
Yeah, I hope that I'm able to go play for a Division I college, and also get the education that I want in sports medicine. There's a lot of colleges that have really good programs and great tennis teams and coaches and things. So my ultimate goal is to play college tennis on the team.
So if you could get your game to the point where you could get a college scholarship, get a good education, and get a career in sports medicine, that would be good. You wouldn't have to be in the top 10 of the Women's Tennis Association rankings to feel like tennis paid off for you.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
As we're finishing up with J.C. Smith from Bryan, who's nice enough to visit with us on her vacation, so she gets extra points. I told her if she could fix my backhand, she'd get quadruple points, but she didn't. She thought that was a little bit too much to ask. But I asked you if you wanted to you know, go win Wimbledon or make the top 10 of the pros. But do you follow the pros much, JC? I mean, you're playing all the time. You're practicing all the time, except when some goofy radio show calls you at the middle of a water slide or something. But you know, Serena's kind of on the verge of this, you know, incredible stuff. Is there's a lot of international players that in the women's game that are up pretty high. Do you have somebody that you like or something that catches your attention with the pros?
I really like watching Maria Sharapova for her mental toughness on the court and her intensity. I think she's a really good role model, too. I love watching her play.
Right. Okay, as I haven't asked my partner in the show here, Aubrey, I haven't asked him this because I don't even know if he is a player or would like to be a player, but I'm not anymore. But at one point in my time, I really loved to get out and play. And I think one thing, if I had like a tennis dream or, you know how they have that like make-a-wish thing or whatever, this is different because I'm not talking about a child with a deadly disease, but if you could do a sports thing, I always used to think, to get to play a match. I'm not talking about a Wimbledon match, but just a match on center court, and you know, just to see what it felt like would be the coolest thing. What is there anything in tennis you think like, man, if I can check that off my list, that you know that I would have taken care of everything. Is there anything like that for you?
Well, I would say playing on center court of the Australian Open, going to Australia, going to Melbourne, and seeing those courts. So
okay, and you could probably have, you know, Rod Laver would be there cheering for you.
Definitely.
And
maybe.
Okay, well, JC, thanks for making the time for us. As I said, it's really nice of you to be with us and take a break from when you finally got some time off, and we wish you all the best. The fact that you're going to be training at the Newcomb Academy and won't be part of our high school scene here doesn't change the fact that you are one of our, we talk about the youth of our community, you're one of those and you'll continue to be, so we'll keep up with you, and as you go forward, who knows, you might go to Nukes and get so good that college is not the only thing on your mind. You might go pro, you might need an agent, so you just want to keep us in mind. You never know what might happen, but we'll be keeping in touch with you. I would expect at the very least that we'll see you back next year as a high seed in the girls 16s at the Grand Slam, and we wish you all the best. You really handled your success well based on what I've seen, and we wish you continued success, and thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed being here.
Okay, watch out for the roller coaster.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Aubrey, that's another first. You know, we just keep expanding the bounds.
Hey, every day I never know what to expect on the High School Report, but that was another good episode of the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break. We'll come back and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.